Intel is inside more computers and gadgets than ever these days. However, they do continue to power our desktop and notebook PCs and tablets with increasingly powerful processors, the latest being the 6th generation Core processors. And on the line to talk about it is Anna from Intel Australia. Welcome back to Tech Daily, Anna.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Now, it doesn't actually feel like that long ago that Intel launched the first generation of the Core processor family. I did a little bit of checking back because I think I was at that event. It was about this time back in 2009. So I guess it's safe to say that things have come a long way, over 6 generations?
Yes, absolutely. A lot of things have happened over the last 6 years. I think noticeably thinner, lighter, longer battery life is probably the main things that people could evidently see. But also you can touch PCs now. So, I'm in a coffee shop and I'm working away and suddenly I touch my screen to zoom or to point at things. And a lot of people around me are still looking at that like that's something new. That's actually a three-year-old user experience now. So a lot of things have definitely happened in the last 6 years.
Yeah, and I guess the best way to let people understand the improvements in performance is to compare it against what they currently use. How will computers with 6th generation core processors compare to something that's, maybe 4 or 5 years old, the technology inside those devices?
Okay, so if we compare it to a system that's maybe built in 2010, like your average 2010 system, it would have 2.5 times faster performance. It would quickly wake up, your system takes 2 or 3 minutes to kind of boot up. But now, we have fast wake up, so that will suddenly, boot up in a flash, which I think is one of the key things that you like in the new system. 30 times the graphics improvement, and then 3 times the battery life. So again, you're kind of getting all day use out of your computer instead of having to carry your charger with you.
Performance is important. It's a big thing, especially for desktop systems and maybe gaming notebooks, the sort of the high-end systems. And you sort of touched on this earlier in terms of battery life. That's really been a key thing for portable devices now. Are we seeing still more improvements there for the 6th generation?
Even more so for 6th gen. So, even though we are speeding up the performance of the processor, at the same time, because of Moore's Law, we're also able to get more out of it and more efficiency. And so that way you're also getting more battery life. One of the Toshiba systems, for instance, this is a 5th gen system that was launched earlier this year. It has 17 hours battery life. And they actually did a little experiment where they had someone work back door to door from Tokyo to Sydney and had the battery life the whole way and working on quite intensive Photoshop applications as well. So, battery life is definitely key. But is battery life something that's really important to you? We have another range of processors called Core M. Mm-hmm. And M is for mobility. So if you're looking for razor thin, really long battery life, solid state drive, no fan, and that means it's just portable and very light, that's what you should look for, the Core M processor.
Okay, so the 6th generation Core processors, we're really looking at those more for performance, but then you move across to the M processors if you really want that portability and longer life.
Exactly, and it has the same stepping as the Core i3 i7. It's called M3 and 5 M7.
All right, that's pretty straightforward and easy to understand.
I hope so.
Now, of course, there are other technologies built into processors. For example, a few years ago, we started with having Wi-Fi and high-end graphics being built into the processor chip. But what are some of the other capabilities within the 6th generation core processors that will be enabled in some of the latest computers?
Okay, I think my favourite one, and this is using Intel 6th Gen with Windows 10, is something called TrueKey in Windows Hello. But in order to have this, your PC will also need to have an Intel RealSense camera. And what an Intel RealSense camera does, it's a 3D camera, so it picks up all the different points in your face and knows, Andy, if you're in front of your computer. So if it's Andy in front of the computer and it sees you're always there, instead of you having to continuously put in your passwords for all your different accounts, it just says, hey, Andy's there. I don't need to ask him for his password the whole time. So I think, that way eliminating passwords would just be so easy. If you're there right in front of it, that's the clearest way of saying that that's you. That would be so much easier. So, we gave a system, a real shared system to the Australian to go have a play with, and they got really creative with it. Christopher from the Australian got 6 sets of twins and tried to get the twins to fool the computer. Uh-huh. See whether they would lock the other twin in, and, every time it didn't log in the twin. So you know, it's nice and safe and secure for your passwords. And I think that's probably my favourite feature of the lot.
That's pretty amazing. And the sooner we have to, we can ditch having to remember passwords, the better, I say. There's just, you know, only so far you can go with password management software. Moving on, as we sort of come towards the end of the year, a lot of people are now looking forward to notebook computers for their kids at school. And of course, you know, that means from the school, you'll get the required specs of what you should buy. And that can be a little bit confusing. So what tips could you provide for buying a notebook computer that may need to last a few years with a student?
Yeah, I guess it's what they're actually doing with their PCs. You know, if they're doing any sort of content creation, so whether, you know, they're making videos or making short edits, making presentations, at the very least, I think I would go for a Core i3 and Intel Core i3 processor. If you have a little bit more money, I would go for a Core i5 processor, because that way I think you would definitely get a 3 or 4 years out of that PC.
Yeah, excellent. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with picking up a computer with, I know you're promoting the 6th generation, the latest processors at the moment, but the 5th generation Core processors, you know, nothing wrong with maybe snapping up a bargain with one of those, surely.
No, not at all. And, you know, the technology moves so fast, Andy. So we actually just only launched 5th gen at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's still a relatively new processor, and you're right, you know, 6th gen will come in, 5th gen may go down in price a little bit, so it's definitely a good thing to have a look at both options. It might be a great option for back to school, like you were mentioning. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have enough money for a 6th gen, but if you have a Core i5 5th gen, that would definitely last you the distance.
And are there many devices already on the market with the 6th generation Core processors inside, or you've just, I mean, we've just come out of launch and maybe there's not so many yet?
Oh, we've just launched, but I'm pretty sure that if you go into JB Hi-Fi, Dick Smith, Harvey Norman, a lot of those guys already have probably about, I'd say, 20-30% of their shelf space looking at 6th gen.
And for more information, if people want to sort of do a bit of research on what 6th gen Core processors are all about from Intel, where can people go?
Go to intel.com.au and also come to our Facebook page, Intel Australia. And if you have any questions there, pop them on and we'll answer them for you.
Great, Anna. Always good to talk to you. Thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Great. Thanks, Andy.